hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie, our end of the year special.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! 2020!
After 52 weeks, this is our last podcast of the year.
Yes, and it's been a unique year, a crazy year. I don't want to say bad year, because in so many ways...
You don't want to put that on
I don't put that out there, but it's been... a difficult year filled with, I think, definitely for me, I mean, because our work didn't slow down. It just kind of got weirder, you know, had to jump through a lot more hoops.
It's been on the weird track for a couple of years
It's been on the weird track for a couple of years, trying to keep readjusting. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple opportunities come up that felt like the right opportunity to take, and then felt like, wait a minute, as we dive deeper into this opportunity, it was more lateral or less than...
We're not naming it, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessary to talk to, but... At some point, you think that there's an opportunity that lies ahead.
Yes.
And then you come really close to it.
Yeah.
Almost enough to kiss it. And then something happens in your brain and you wake up. And you realize that it's not the opportunity. You really have... You have been sleeping in the poppy field.
Yep.
The curtain pulls back on the wizard.
That's exactly
right. And reveals just a man that kind of looks like McDonald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
As Borat would call him.
Yeah, as Borat.
And I don't call him that.
No.
Only Borat does.
Yes. And then, but it's been a very, because I think I've had several opportunities like that where it has felt,
yes,
oh, this was it. And then you dive deeper and you're like, oh, now everything's being revealed. And I wish I would have known it all fully before I said yes to it whatever.
It is true. I know we're kind of talking cryptic.
Right.
But it is interesting because there's the seeds that you already have.
Yes.
And they're already planted and they're already producing some fruit. And there's the temptation is to expand on those things.
Right.
Because they're already the things that you have. But there's also this, like, desire to have something new and something grand.
Yeah.
And then when it happens and you realize you are so out of your element.
Right.
Or you are just at the beginning. I was listening to an old interview with Adam Carolla and Seth Rogen.
Yes.
And Seth, at this time of the interview, is like 30.
Yes.
But he's a kind of a wonder kid at this point. And he's been doing stuff, stand-up comedy, since he's been 16. And he was...
He said 13.
13. Yeah. And he's been writing... Superbad, or
right? He was writing Superbad
with a friend since he was 16, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly right.
And so he knows the industry. He's young. He knows the industry. He knows the ins and outs. And you're like, you know what? That script that I've been wanting to write, or that idea that I have, that's just... You know, that should have been in the making 30 years ago.
Right.
Because that's how long it kind of takes to really blossom in anything, it seems like.
Right.
Unless you're Julie and you have a great, fabulous idea for an app.
That's right. And then that's going to blossom this year for sure.
That Julie's got a fabulous idea for an app that's going to make us... Is it going to make us millionaires?
No.
Billionaires?
No. I need them close, but it might make us a little bit. It might be fun. It'd
some
be fun
chump
to do.
Change?
Yeah, it might make some chump change, you know. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe someone will buy it from us, and that'll be awesome.
That's billionaire money.
Well, no, I think I heard that Slack got bought for like something outrageous, like $24 billion.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me. I've done Slack. I don't get it.
It's what is not, Slack?
It's just another platform to communicate through meetings and things like that.
Well, I heard just by the grapevine that the reason people are doing TikTok is that if you're even moderately good, you could make up to $5 million a year.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I got to figure out how to do TikTok then. Could that be my New Year's resolution? So far, it just looks like kind of like chunky people doing weird dances.
And you're like, I'm all in for that.
Being sprayed on with hoses and stuff like that.
As an overweight man, or with a dad bod, you know, wearing a spandex, is dancing to the new WAP music yes. as his wife off camera is spraying water on hose on him. Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, oh, okay, so that's how we do it now.
And that's not desperate at all, is
no,
it?
But you know what, though? I think this is our problem. We still are holding on to that last bastion of dignity. And I think we need to let that go.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
Once your dignity is gone and then you're just out there for the, okay. look at me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, I'm ready to wear a two piece that's obviously not the right size for me as I dance and, you know, I have a good time. And it's funny because as I see these new ways of making quick cash,
yeah,
I don't understand
it. I don't get it either.
And because I've tried a lot of ways of making money online.
Why can't we just be happy and settled and not worry about it?
Well, we are in some ways. I mean,
are we?
Because
really,
we're not desperate, because we haven't hit that bottom or that thought.
That's the problem. We haven't hit the bottom. And because there's always something that tempts us.
Yes.
It's always a damn shiny new object syndrome.
100%.
I want to give that up for New Year's.
Why don't we?
I wonder
if you'll be happier, because it is the shiny new thing for a moment makes you happy.
It's an adrenaline rush.
It really is.
Yeah. And it's better than drinking the blood of babies.
For sure.
Yeah.
You've tried it. Not that good.
Not good. I don't get it. I don't get what they're talking about.
No. Well, exactly. So let's get into dancing to a little concrete things that happened this year. Do you have anything that was like exciting for you this year? That one thing that like, oh, this was like awesome, out of the ballpark? No, nothing. It was kind of a quiet year.
Nothing out of that was a good news. No,
right. Nothing bad. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Like hitting those 10 double yolk eggs in my one.
That was it. Yeah,
that was a magical thing.
Out of the whole year, that was it.
I'm going to call that a win.
But there were a couple times that, you know, every once in a while when you have a certain taste for some food.
Yeah.
And you get that exact taste that you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
I hit that a couple of times this year. I couldn't tell you what it was.
Right.
Perhaps you can remember for
me.
No, but,
no, but can I say
something? You know, there is something that's like golden about that moment when you go, you know, I've had a taste for this and this suits it. Oh, I know what it was. It was that damn Grinch cookie.
Oh, yes. You had a Grinch cookie.
Wild. I had been like totally off any sugar for like about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And you said, Mom, take a bite of this Grinch cookie. And it was from a bake shop that we know. And I took a bite as we were on the road. I took a bite and I go, turn around.
Yeah. You said that.
I just said, turn around.
This was the most amazing thing you've ever had in your life.
This is the most amazing cookie I've ever had. And get me another one. And I said,
are you sure?
And then, then the thing opens up.
I know.
Then the cookie monster opened up.
And it just felt good, right? It felt good because you had not had that forever.
I know, but it felt good and then it felt bad.
Then it felt bad. Yeah. Exactly. Well, it was interesting because I was looking at some of the top 10 movies of the year or top 20 movies of the year.
Mm.
And you know it's been a bad year for movies when number 20 is Tenet as one of the best movies of the year. You're like, what? That's a good movie.
Here's the thing. When it was, it's about an hour too long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's also, it's better if you're on marijuana, which Julie was.
For the first time in my life, people.
And it was also, if you give up any semblance of even remotely understanding the concept.
Right.
You got Sir Michael Caine. You got Sir Kenneth Branagh.
Right.
You got John David Washington.
Right.
You've got Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
From Twilight. And you've got Christopher Nolan, who's done Batman.
Yeah.
And
he wrote and directed it, by the way.
Yeah, he
which
wrote
makes
and directed it. And yeah, it makes sense in the sense that he's on a huge trip.
Yeah, he's on a huge trip.
He's done ayahuasca and mushrooms all at the same time. And in a brilliant flash of insight, this plot came to him.
Yes.
And it must make total sense to him.
It must make.
But we were all going, you know what? Let's just quit asking each other questions.
Yes.
Everybody quit saying, how did that happen?
Okay, why is this a good thing? Why is this important?
Why you cannot meet up with your past self in a future lifetime?
Because you'll explode.
You'll explode. You can't do it. You can't ask yourself these questions.
Also, if you go back to the past, your reverse self can't. See, it started of going
don't
like.
Go there.
I can't
girlfriend.
Talk about it because you there are things that it. Add into the plot. You're like, well, wait a minute. That makes zero sense. Yeah. It's
but
not,
it did help that. What were we eating that was helpful? Well, maybe just popcorn.
You had popcorn and I had a pot brownie.
Yeah.
One fourth of what pot brownie.
Julie had a pot brownie. I had popcorn. It helped a little
bit. Yeah, it was my first time, and I texted Quinn. I said, okay, I'm doing it. I'm taking it because she got me one. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, well, let me know how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all going to be okay. And I had really high expectations of this.
And with the movie. The whole total. We wanted the whole experience.
I wanted the whole experience.
It was like a ayahuasca dealio.
Yes.
And you and Daddy and I were together, so we were your handlers.
Right.
We promised that we wouldn't do anything.
Right.
So that in case you had a bad trip, we would bring you down and make sure you were okay.
Exactly.
And not throw yourself out the window onto the front porch.
Exactly. If I just got too paranoid, like, what's going on?
Which is about a 1.5 feet drop.
Well, you never know. I would hopefully open it and then just try and get through, and you're like going, oh, it's not worth it. Screw it.
So, Julie,
tell
us about your first pot experience.
My first pot.
Well, brownie pot.
No, completely. I mean, I had one hit one time.
Yeah.
Off of a marijuana cigarette.
What? A marijuana? Mary Jane?
I know.
Doobie?
When it was legal, I waited till it was legal, everybody. But it was, I don't smoke, so I couldn't figure out like why anybody would do this.
Right.
I tried vaping one time.
But you do eat brownies.
Right.
That made sense.
That made sense. I'm a brownie eater. I like it. But it was funny because I asked Quinn, I go, how's it going to taste? Because I'm not a big fan of the smell or the taste of, it smells too earthy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a whole picture of what it really was about.
Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
You did smell of it. You were oozing.
You said I oozed from this, which makes no sense to me.
You oozed weed.
Okay. I think it's interesting.
So I think made it strong.
I'm not even sure if I've ever been drunk, to be honest with you. I might have had a buzz a couple times in my
life.
But I'm just not.
You've been hot.
I get real hot and I'm like, is this
I'm
what
flushed.
People,
is this it?
Is this what you want? Is this
I'm
how
like,
you want?
No, Julie. It's
okay, because I don't like this feeling. This feeling sucks.
Yeah.
But now I do like a daiquiri because I like strawberries and sugar. I took the brownie. I took 1/4, a little less than 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
And the first hour, I just thought to myself, oh, I just feel a little bit. More relaxed. I thought a little bit happier.
Mm-hmm.
My words were softer.
That's what you kept saying.
My words are softer.
Words are so soft right now,
my
mama.
My words are so soft. and not soft spoken. It's just like the beginning of words were soft and the end of words were soft. Everything was soft, like in a cotton, you know, cotton ball. And then I heard, Quinn called me about 40 minutes into it. She's like, what's going on? I told her my experience. And then I guess her boyfriend Sebastian was in the background and he's laughing. He goes, oh, yeah, that's what the feeling is. The words are soft. So I'm like, she's like, do you want to eat now or do you want to just keep going? I go, well, I'm not going to eat because she said if you eat after this, even though you might have the munchies, which I didn't have the munchies, is that you negate the buzz a little bit. Starts getting less and all of that stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to ride out a little bit more. And then about an hour and 15 minutes in, this huge head rush came over me. And I go, oh, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't get why this is so.
Then you immediately called her like, symptom, first symptom.
First symptom, yes.
Head rush.
And I'm very dizzy. Is this it? This is part of it. Do you want to eat? I'm like, I might eat, but I'm not, you know, it's not horrible. But I'm thinking, because she had mentioned to me that someone she cares about, her mom, tried it but did the whole thing just to see, you know. Like
the whole brownie?
Yes. And she said she felt really paranoid. And I'm like, well, I don't want that experience.
Yeah, no.
I feel paranoid enough about my life.
No kidding.
No, I'm not. paranoid person. Yeah, only about the shadow people. I'm paranoid for them. They make me crazy. And so that was interesting, seeing Tennant feeling that way, because there are a couple times in the movie, because they're all walking backwards in weird ways, because it's called the opposite of entropy.
Huh? It was more than a couple
times. I know. It's called the reverse of entropy. It's not like you're going back in the field. I can't explain it because it's so ridiculous.
Don't go there. I can't go there. Don't go there.
And the fact that...
And it's a COVID movie.
Right.
And I can tell you why it's a COVID movie.
Right.
Because 90% of the cast is, it has this new uniform.
You keep saying it's a COVID movie, but it was supposed to come out literally like January, February, or March. So it had to have been in the bag before COVID. Yes.
Because everybody's wearing that new uniform where they have to put a helmet on their
head. Everybody's face is covered.
You're either in space with the helmet, or you're at war with the helmet.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to have a helmet head.
Right, exactly right. And that's the way to get around COVID.
Yeah.
And like the Mandalorian on HBO. No,
Disney+. I think
Plus.
That's a freaking sexist title. I think there's a Mandalorian.
There is. Oh, got it. Yeah, you're right. Supposedly, this person is a male, though. Supposedly.
Okay.
So I don't want to ruin anybody's opinion.
No, but stick with Tennant, Joel.
Okay, so yeah, but I...
And your pod experience.
I think I was wrong. It's a top 30 movie. Not 20 movie. Great. Which is good because the truth is...
The first one is Hard Kill.
Yeah.
That came in at number one.
Oh, my God. Don't rent Hard Kill with Bruce... Who was
Bruce Willis.
Yes.
And Jesse Metcalf.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, listen. He showed up, paycheck. He said, I will give you 100 words.
Yes.
For $1 million.
For $1 million.
Yeah.
Yes. And like three days of work.
Oh, Jewel. I'd say a morning.
He did it all one morning.
He did it all one morning. Yeah. They set it in that some freaking warehouse, which was lucky.
Yeah.
All their own cast had the helmet heads.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and everybody but everybody, the main bad guy, delivered his lines with the same cadence every time.
Yes.
Which I can't describe how it was, but it was the same cadence delivered every single time.
Yes.
And we don't understand how come the acting coach didn't say anything, and Bruce Willis didn't care that he had to play a scene with this person.
Jesse Metcalf.
And Jesse Metcalf was a star.
Yes.
He came back from the Housewives of some kind of neighborhood.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah, that's right. Right. Housewives. I don't know. It was from Hysteria Lane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something red. Sure,
I don't know what that old show was called.
I don't
now.
Either. I don't know.
There's just so much out there. It's been crazy.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. How much during this week? How much content more have we bought?
Too much.
We bought Disney.
Yes.
We bought Hulu. I bought Curiosity Stream.
Yes.
Which was kind of a letdown.
A huge letdown.
This I'm actually going to cancel that one because, or did I buy it for the whole year?
Wasn't
I think
expensive.
I bought it for, no, it's like $20
for the whole year.
$12 for the whole year.
Okay.
But it promises this great, amazing documentaries of everything about the planet and what's under the planet, what's beyond the planet. And you're thinking, oh my God, I can't wait for my brain to be nourished. And then it's just like,
This is stupid.
This is just stupid.
Yeah. Also, I don't need filler in my documentary. If you can tell me everything you need to tell me in 20 minutes,
do it.
I would prefer you
just
to do that.
It. I'll play it over again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't need grotesque filler, like adding insane nonsense. I understand.
Yeah. Or like a like the Dateline filler.
Yeah.
You know, like everything that you know that could happen in Dateline should happen in 20 minutes.
It really should.
But we don't. They keep us guessing all the way to 55 minutes to the end.
Right.
And then by that time, we don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
You don't give me so much filler.
Yeah.
Make the show a half hour long and then do two of them or whatever.
Right.
Also, the idea of, I mean, we know like Paranormal Caught on Camera is a ton of nonsense filler. It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
But I get it. They're trying to fill a show. It should be only a half hour show, but they're trying to fill an hour show. Mm-hmm. I get you. But when you're paying for streaming, they need to take all that stuff out. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you.
Yeah.
But the world is just desperate for content, which is so weird. Because isn't there enough content out
there? The world is, the entertainment industry is desperate.
For new content.
Desperate. You do that, and here's the thing. We're probably not very good.
We're not.
Because if we were even remotely good.
Yeah.
People would have wanted us by now. We should have been on some kind of content thing.
Well, here's...
We just mustn't be that good.
We're not... I don't know about that.
We enjoy ourselves.
I enjoy hearing ourselves as well. Yeah. Because I do a lot of podcasting. Yes. And there are times I go...
We listen to a lot of...
What? I go, this is making it?
And they've got sponsors?
Yeah, but see, the problem is we don't try.
We don't try.
Everything we've done has been off the... Like, we are... We do it ourselves.
We could get better.
Huh?
We could get better.
We could get better.
If we wanted to.
If you wanted
to. We don't want to.
No, you don't. We don't want
to. We don't want to. There. Nah.
Yes.
Is that kind of a defense mechanism?
It sure is.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't want to get A's. Nah.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I ain't looking to graduate college.
I don't care.
I want to be a plumber.
I won't go to my last PE class so I can pass and get my diploma. Screw that.
I want to be assistant manager at the Stop and Go. That's
I
you.
Want to. They give you healthcare, 401k, and a good starting wage.
I'm sure you get all the blueberry muffins you can
possibly enjoy.
Yeah.
Which is different than possibly eat.
I'd have to only take like a fourth of one if I stop at Enjoy.
Right.
Because then you got to go over the edge to where you're just like, no, I'm not enjoying it anymore.
Yeah. I think some interesting words that come up that I hope we never hear again are like lockdown. That was a very popular word in 2020.
What about this? Baby Yoda.
That word could keep coming.
You like it?
I like Baby Yoda.
Okay. I'll let you have it. For a little bit longer.
Thank you. You know?
Until the bloom is off the...
Well, speaking of Baby Yodas, this was a year, I didn't know this, but this is trending hot. And it's the idea of having babies in your life. Not just real babies, but toy babies that look like babies. Mm-hmm. Like people want Baby Yodas.
Mm-hmm.
People want... And my brother gave for Christmas a baby alien and a baby chimpanzee or a monkey and to his girls for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking stuffed animal quality.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking like, holy mother of God, for a split second, I thought it was a real baby alien. And oh my God, for a split second, I thought it was a real baby chimpanzee.
Especially
it even had
if you're
a bow in his
pot
hair.
Brownies.
Yes, especially to, and like the idea of having like a real baby Yoda hanging around the house going, and is this because of the COVID? Idea of having 3D printing now that they can really create something that looks exactly like, so whoever manufactured this real lifelike monkey baby for Gregory, for his girls, they took a real monkey baby and they put it in a 3D printer. And then on the back end of that came out with his real lifelike baby monkey.
Can I say something? I think I could be wrong, but I don't
think
3D printing is all that it's cracked up to be.
Okay, right.
I mean, I think when it comes out, you can tell it's not perfect.
Got it. Well, okay, yes. Because a replica is never as good.
Yes.
But we watched...
I don't know.
We watched a George Clooney movie, Up in the Sky. What was that called?
Because it had to have a helmet.
Yes, what was it called?
Midnight Sky.
Midnight Sky. Don't waste 1 ounce of your time on it. Some people
we
might have liked it.
We wasted a lot of time, Julie, watching bad movies.
Oh, we did. What happened?
It's a terrible movie, but listen, because of COVID, you got to be out in the North Pole.
Yes.
Then you don't have to, you don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
Got to wear a mask.
Right.
Otherwise, you can't breathe.
Right.
You know, and in the other movies, like if you weren't the team that was wearing the helmet, helmet head, you had to wear an oxygen mask.
Right.
In your thing. So it, so, you know, really, we get it.
It's just wearing masks. Next, we'll have movies all set in like, you know, Afghanistan, where we all have to wear the women have to wear
burkas.
It's a COVID movie. We're actually, you know, I would go to the film producer. I said, I got a great idea for a film.
Yeah.
What is it? And I go, well, think this, because, you know, right now, you know, you got a lot of people maybe over the age of 55, 60 who don't want to go out because they feel they have a secondary like condition. So they're not going out. And so, but they love, you know, they love like Murder, She Wrote. They love the good old fashioned mysteries. Now think Afghanistan. And there's a murder in Afghanistan, and the only people who can find out is this one woman. But she has to, she's all in
her burqa,
mm-hmm. head to toe. And so, but typically, and so she has other women who are underneath her, who are all part of this private investigation.
The burqa movement.
Yes.
The burqa private investigation.
Yes. And so they go and solve these murder mysteries.
Got it.
What do you think about that?
I'd rather see a Western where the cowboys all have to wear their scarves in front of their bandanas over, so they don't get dust.
Of course.
They don't get sand. They don't get dust in their face.
Okay. So, yeah, all we have to do.
We just got to make different kinds of masks. COVID movies.
I think that's interesting. That's interesting. I like it. I like it a lot. I also think this was a very.
The only movie that I did laugh at the whole Christmas thing was Borat. Supreme, whatever the
new Borat movie on Amazon.
Yeah,
I think it was
so funny, and also like
highly inappropriate.
I had to put my hands over my face
several times
and look out through my fingers.
Yeah,
to like, see it.
I can't believe I'm watching.
Can't believe he's doing that. Oh my god! Please let everybody be in on the joke. Please.
Yeah. And I know they had to have been. There were some people who were doing weird stuff and they had their face blurred. Like, okay, they're not part of the joke and they don't want to be part of the joke.
Right.
But there's a couple of scenes where I think that there are two guys from Tennessee or Kentucky, and they are truly good old boys.
Yeah.
You know, but they're kind of kind too. I don't know how they got.
Yeah.
I don't know how this all
they're
worked out.
They're kind and yet they hate.
Right.
It's amazing.
They were so comfortable on the screen. Mm-hmm. I want to think they're slightly actors.
Oh.
You know,
I thought you were going to say on the spectrum.
Oh, on the spectrum.
The autism spectrum.
Maybe, no. But, you know, they were just kind of more comfortable on screen, I felt.
Yeah.
More so than Rudy Giuliani.
Oops.
You know, so I just don't get any of it. You know, I couldn't decide like how many people are part of the joke, how many people aren't part of the joke. But overall, it was a win to watch because it was so outrageous.
Yeah.
And you laughed.
It was good to laugh. It was good to be outrageous. And considering all the other poor movies that we put ourselves through.
Yeah.
This was the winner.
Comedy special was of it, Cummins. What's his name?
Dan Cummins.
I thought that was an
number
okay.
one podcaster.
Yeah. I thought that was okay.
He got his own Netflix special.
Yeah. It was okay. I didn't laugh at
and
all.
I also started to watch,
it was
I don't know,
funny.
David Spade and Netflix through the year, whatever things. I couldn't last 10 minutes of it. It was like, could this be any more horrible?
Okay, so what we're seeing is a lot of horrible stuff.
Yeah.
Now I will,
and I'm not a girl that's a connoisseur.
No,
I am not going to be like, oh, telling you what soap. I can get down.
Well, here are the top 10 movies of the year.
Okay, give them to me.
And I don't know any of them. I mean, I've never heard of them.
Okay.
Nomadland.
Nope. Number one.
Yep. Second one is First Cow.
No.
Three, Lovers Rock.
No.
Never. Then four, Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always.
No.
Five, Da Five Bloods.
Jill, are you lying? I never heard any of these movies.
David Byrne's American Utopia.
I feel like I should have heard of that.
I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
No.
That sounds something I might have heard of. Mm-hmm. Minari.
Is that a Disney movie?
I don't know. The next one is Bloody Nose. Empty Pockets. Okay.
Bloody Nose, Empty Pockets.
And then 10 Collective. Hmm. 11 City Hall. 12 Promising Young Woman. Oh, now
I think I've heard of that.
That's on that. We could actually watch that now.
Really?
Maybe not. No.
No, I think I've heard of it.
Have
though.
You heard that one? Promising Young Woman. Okay.
Yeah.
The Assistant. Then Time. Mank. Baccarat. I mean, I don't know anything. I literally haven't.
So we're going to watch The Rental today, though.
But listen, number 21, Soul is on. And I know
finally.
Finally, I know that
finally.
One. Oh, and Dick Johnson is Dead is number 20. And all I can think of is this. people have been holding back old movies, and they go, thank God we can release this piece of shit.
We can remaster this piece of shit.
I know, maybe.
Well, we wanted to see Greenland. Julie was promising us, like, Christmas night, we're going to sit around and we're all going to watch Greenland because we can rent it on Dish. Yeah. And we're all ready, and we go to rent it, which on Dish is usually like $4 or $5.99.
Right.
It's $20.
Yeah.
And we're like, how dare you, Dish?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah. How dare you?
And we said no to that.
Yeah, I'm not paying $20 to watch
a movie. We said no.
I understand they're trying to recoup their money. Like Freaky, we could have watched Freaky, but that was $20 too.
Yeah.
And Freaky's only in the top 20 movies of 2020, which I don't get because I bet I'm going to enjoy that movie. I'm guessing. Yeah. I don't know. It's all a guess right now. It's all a guess.
So it's just so funny is that this is our recap of the year.
We're saying this has been a blow year for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could have released some of our Christmas movies.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Queen's Gambit. If that doesn't win anything, that's just wrong because that was probably the best thing I've seen all year.
That's the best thing I saw all year.
And I binged like the first 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I sporadic here, there, little salt and pepper.
I totally watched it every single day until it was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then I finally just got over the last two episodes like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I go, holy cow.
Finally.
I'm leaving this this limited series
with
a smile on my face.
Right.
And I thought, that's how I should...
It
had a conclusion.
They completed it.
They completed it. It had a conclusion.
Don't be so like, we're not going to give you an ending because we so desperately want season two. You couldn't have a good ending and a season two.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We love you
cliffhangers
that much.
Do not work on streaming.
Nope.
Because you're binging. You're only binging because you want to see a natural conclusion.
Yes.
And then, so now I'm starting to think about these things differently as like, well, you know what? This will be my Friday night when I bike, I'll watch it during this time or whatever. Because when I was binging this one show called The Wilds on Amazon Prime, it was a very interesting story, kind of got me going. It had some slow parts, but I'm like, it takes place on a deserted island.
What? An island?
With a very small cast.
What? That had been quarantined for 14 days.
Exactly.
Got it.
So I'm like, oh, I totally get how this is happening.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
And what happened was I didn't get a real conclusion that I liked. Because there really wasn't a real conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, aha. But the aha moment we already knew. So it was like, oh, another person got the aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I care if they got the aha moment? I had that aha moment 4 episodes ago.
Because why? Because during lockdown and quarantine, it doesn't matter. We're just delivering you content.
And I think that's wrong. They need to they need to have the responsibility to give us good endings. They need to, and I'm tired of it.
They aren't, though. They aren't taking responsibility for happy endings.
They're not, and they should, because we're kind of paying for it, I guess.
You bet.
Or what if they rated the movies differently or gave you a heads up? Like, hey, this series is going to have a cliffhanger. And this series, you'll feel like complete at the end. Like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had all my questions answered. I don't mind seeing these characters again in a different storyline. I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's crazy to have us wait a whole nother year to get your 10 episodes streamed to you.
The funniest thing I saw was just a moment. It was I'm sort of watching this sort of arcane show on Netflix called Toast of London. And it's only 20 minutes long each episode, but it's not for the faint of heart. It is funny for
me. It's funny, yes.
Yeah. And this guy has a nemesis. Okay. Mm-hmm. His name, I think his guy's name is Charlie Toast or whatever.
Yes.
And his nemesis is Ray Promise. Mm-hmm. And Charlie is sleeping with Ray's wife.
Yes.
But they're both struggling actors and they have to, and they hate each other.
Yeah.
And in this one scene, Charlie is to do a voiceover. He gets a voiceover job. And in walks Ray Promise, his nemesis. And they have to do a scene together. So they're in this small room. And there's about 5 or 6 people at the boards watching them and giving them direction. And they have to watch this. And it's a men's porno movie, gay porno movie.
Okay.
And so the
I didn't see this episode. This sounds funny as hell.
Last night or whenever you said, what are you guys laughing so hard about?
Yes.
This was it.
Okay. And was that it? Okay.
So the one guy is like.
Okay, time out.
Yeah.
Before you go on with that, I asked you what you guys were laughing at.
Right.
Here's what I heard Dad say to me.
Right.
Through the house.
Yes.
I said, so picture this. I'm yelling, what are you guys laughing at so much? Because he's laughing.
Yeah, we're laughing like way
out
loud.
And I hear Normano yell back to me, I don't know what I'm seeing, but Barack Obama is talking during a porno. And I'm like, what? So they're using Barack Obama's voice to narrate a porno. And that's what I heard.
Oh,
I go, oh, well, that's unusual.
It was just some foreign gay porn.
Okay, got it.
And they're trying to match up. And it's funny because Greg used to do this like years ago.
Yeah.
We would get an old movie and Greg and I would turn the volume down and
would act like... Not old porn movies.
No.
That was... You were a slightly on task mother than that.
We would do like Murder, She Wrote or something like that. Right. But it was so funny because they're very close together because they've got to watch the movie.
Yeah.
And when each one... And so they're going... One guy's going like he has to kiss like... and their lips are really close. And then the other guy goes, whoa! And then, and it was like a hysterical scene.
Okay, I'm going to watch it. That looks funny as hell.
It was funny as hell.
Okay, so it's called Toast of London.
Toast of London.
Because the guy's last name is London.
No, his last name is Toast.
Oh, sorry. That's right. That's right. His name is London.
Charlie Toast.
Yeah. It is such a... I saw a couple episodes and I thought... This was nice to have seen this.
Yeah. It's like Monty Python on steroids. You and I had this kind of like wicked sense of humor.
Yeah.
If we had the ability to do this, this would be something that we would do.
Right.
It's
so funny. This year has been so busy for us. I mean, like a lot of stuff has happened this year.
Uh-huh.
But I think because we've been meditating consistently every day, being in the present moment, mm-hmm. the past really means nothing.
Yeah.
It's just like, whatever. This bad thing happened. This good thing happened. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. there's only the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And as Joe Dispenza talks about, there's the way you feel either in the present past, the present future.
Mm-hmm. And much better to be in the present future.
And so it is interesting. So I'm thinking to myself, this year seems like a blur. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I know. And that's kind of why we're not really going to do, like, a whole lot of, like, the resolution stuff.
No.
Because because we're really working at a more finer level how to... we talked about just really being in the present moment and making that as best as we can.
Yes. And we're going to see how that works.
We're going to try that out.
No. It's like, it's so interesting because since I've been, 19 years old or even younger than that, we've always had psychology in our life, spirituality in our life, religion in our life. So at this stage, you just keep going, well, now I do want a little more newness, novelty, and go deeper with that, deeper with that process.
Mm-hmm.
So as we've, maybe we'll go deeper with meditation. Nothing, like you said on our last podcast, we did a year with Jordan Peterson.
Right.
We did a year with Sam.
Right.
Sam, we added a little bit of the Wim Hof regimen and a little bit of Joe Dispenza.
Right.
And like, what is this new year that we're going to dive deep in? And it might be just more of that and more living in this idea of present future or living by the values I set for myself
talking
in the present
moment.
Talking
about the present future reminds me of Tenet. No, just kidding.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because they're like, future Julie may not like that, so it must come back now. And
Or like the Simpsons dad. What's not Bart Simpson?
Bart.
No, that's the kid. Who's the father Simpson?
Homer.
Homer once said, he goes, oh, that's a problem for future Sims, for future Homer.
Yeah.
And I get that. Or is it Peter? From
I think it's more Peter.
Yeah, that's a problem for future Peter. Yeah. And I get that. That's a problem for future Julie to deal with. At this moment, Julie's just going to sit and chill, meditate, be okay with it all. Because it is all okay.
Yeah.
It is all okay. And in the midst of, I think that's what I was thinking about yesterday. 2 days ago, I think you were watching Good Bones or Homegrown or something like that on the
Good Bones
Discovery Channel, and it was this.
Is it the house?
Yes,
the and two they girls. Built,
mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Husband and wife. They rebuild old homes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so hometown.
Hometown.
Yeah, I do like them.
Right. So they
it's so
they,
chill.
They so this couple from Hollywood. The guy's an actor. I know him. He was from Judging Amy? Judging Amy, thank you. I was saying Judging Judy. And they want to build have a house redone and then have a rent-to-own kind of situation or lease-to-own kind of situation.
Lease-to-own for people that...
And so they found a person and they did this house and they... Which is... I love this model because I think people do want to own their own home. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have... And lease-to-own, it gets you in the door. So I love that idea.
Yeah.
And then 5 months later, after the guy had been, you know, in the house or whatever, a big tornado came through and like destroyed half the house. Mm-hmm. And so I really felt that all life is just rebuilding. It's like all life is about is rebuilding. Mm-hmm. This entropy. And even though Tenet is about reverse entropy.
Oh, my God. Inverted entropy.
That's it. Not reverse.
It's inverted.
Inverted entropy.
Makes it even more difficult to understand.
Exactly. And almost, it's impossible.
It's just impossible.
Yes, it's impossible.
Put on your damn helmet and just do the movie.
Yeah. Take a quarter of a pot brownie and watch the movie going, I don't know why this doesn't make sense, but it doesn't. But it's a kind of a cool ride. I like the main actor. You know his name.
John David Washington.
Yes. I like him. He was in...
The Black Klansman,
which I effing love that movie.
Adored.
But you said the movie, his voice was distracting.
Because he sounds like Denzel Washington.
Yes. Yeah. But he also sounds... Yes, he does. And it's... But Denzel Washington light, you know? Like...
Julie, is he Denzel Washington's son?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is he?
You should ask.
Should I ask Alexa?
Yeah, ask Alexa.
Okay, Alexa, is John David Washington Denzel Washington's son?
I don't know.
Denzel Washington is John David Washington's father.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God.
Oh, my God. We are morons.
Oh, my God.
Why did that not come to us faster?
We are morons.
We are so morons.
This is a defining moment for us, Julie.
This is why our podcast is not taking off to Dax level.
Oh,
and the fact that we don't know anybody in that industry. Yes.
Julie.
I know. I know.
We were so distracted by the fact that this John David Washington sounds like Denzel Washington.
Wait a minute.
Is it possible?
Well, he doesn't look like Denzel.
He sounds exactly like
Denzel.
Oh, my God.
You were distracted by
it. Oh, my God.
But he probably doesn't look like him because he's a full beard.
This is so funny as hell.
Yeah, it is. And he's shorter than his dad, for sure.
But no wonder he could command Sir Michael Caine, Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like Denzel's calling in the favors.
Yeah.
Christian.
No, what's going on is Christopher Nolan goes, hey, Denzel, want to do a movie? I'm not available.
My kid is. And he sounds just like me.
He sounds just like you. Sounds just like me. Just like me.
Oh, my God. This was funny.
Okay. Yes.
You're
shocked.
I am delighted.
Would you enjoy the movie more or less knowing this before?
But this thing that just revealed itself to us.
Yes.
Was so much fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. These are the life of the girlfriend moments.
Yes.
We have these all the time.
In real life.
In real life.
And so it was amazing. You know, I got to tell you, Tenet, though, he was not the bad part of Tenet.
No.
He was a good part of it.
Right.
The bad part was, like, I'm not understanding any of it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like, you are just totally lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the audience is.
Yeah. I'm just me.
I just wanted Christopher Nolan to put the bat thing in the sky.
That's all I wanted you to do. Just put the bad thing in the sky, Christopher Nolan, please.
And then save us all from inverted entropy.
And the whole concept was that our future is trying to kill us. And I'm like, well, that just seems stupid. Why would they forward our future? And they said, if they killed us off, wouldn't that mean that they wouldn't be around?
Because it's the grandfather paradox.
It's the grandfather paradox.
That was another thing we had
a hard
time.
And they're like, well, we're not sure that even exists, the grandfather paradox.
And even if it does, that's the other movie.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to explain what pardoner means.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. I walked away.
Oh, okay.
What does pardoner mean?
He didn't say. He goes, and I'm going to tell you how I got my name pardoner.
Yeah.
The pardoner.
Yeah.
And he goes into this long soliloquy
yeah.
of this cadence.
Yeah.
And he never does tell us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was horrible.
It was horrible.
And I thought to myself, they could have done that in more takes. The movie's filmed cheaply or is somebody's first, like, let's get some money together and have a good time, you know?
I swear, Julie, I saw a documentary
yeah.
about how these foreign nations,
yeah.
these just normal people that are very rich
yeah.
in these foreign nations
yeah.
come together, produce a movie so that they can take something off their income tax or do something.
Oh.
And so it really is like...
It's a money thing.
It's like a money thing for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be good.
Right.
It doesn't even... put itself out to be good.
Right.
It's just a thing.
It's
just a thing.
Yeah.
And that's how you get Bruce Willis to do 100 words.
Yeah.
And I think he even had a cold and he just was like, no, Ava, don't go. Stay and save the world with me, your father.
Yeah. He just literally, yeah, he didn't, I felt bad for Bruce Willis. I'm like, dude, I've seen you act better.
You could do better,
I've seen
Bruce.
You act better poorly, you know, or poorly
yeah.
act better,
yeah.
you know?
I mean, but we understand you got a younger wife, you
yeah.
got a baby,
yeah.
you got to show up for the paycheck.
Right. Or you just were like a distraction.
But like, know? Here's the thing. I'll pay you $250 to come on and say 10 words on my podcast.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We should do that once a month.
Yeah.
We should get a celebrity. Come on.
And give 10.
Make him say 10 words. Or two. They
well,
do
is,
that now.
They do. It's a website.
It's called Mini something.
No, but there's a website out there that you can yeah. pay to have people. I think Penn does that.
Yeah.
He said he just loves doing that stuff. He'll give people inspiration and you record it like for $50.
Yeah.
Guy doesn't need the money. He just feels like doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I saw last night. I was up to pee and then had the TV on. It was like 2:30 and Carol Burnett was selling her Time Life show of the Carol Burnett Show,
uh-huh.
which was 50 years ago.
Oh my God.
And she said, and if you act now, I will personally sign
hey.
It for you. Just tell me to so-and-so love Carol.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So she's actually going to sign your name.
Oh my gosh.
So everybody wants something a little personal.
Yeah, exactly.
I want Maria Osmond.
To do that.
I'll
what do you
want
to buy from Maria Osmond?
I don't care. I just want her to do something for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And then what? Then you got this thing that.
Then I got Maria Osmond.
Yeah, which is lovely. I'm not saying I'm not against it.
No.
But then do you take, because here's the thing about those kind of things. Do you then highlight in your room?
Mm-hmm.
Like in your room. Like I have a book signed by Deepak Chopra. I don't have that book highlighted in my room.
Mm-hmm. I have a relic that was touched to the garment of Padre Pio.
Yes, exactly. We don't have that necessarily highlighted in a room,
no.
you know, but you know where it's at.
Yeah.
You know, so we have things like that.
Yeah.
But then, or it's just kept in a little memory box. Like,
yeah.
oh, aren't these the cute things I remember
yeah.
through my life and so forth.
Yeah. Precious memories.
Yeah, precious memories.
Precious memories.
Which the more I stay in the present moment, the less memories I have.
I know. It's
like,
so interesting.
Oh, that's gone. Yeah. Oh, that's gone. That's
yeah.
gone. You know?
I remember Pippa. Like little granddaughter, she was, I think she wanted her iPad or something.
Yeah.
And was being threatened to be taken away, I don't know, for maybe timeout or whatever.
Right.
And she was like, no, this is my precious memories. At like six.
Yeah. It's wild though, because you get it. It's like, because I understand these ideas. Like, in your phone, you think everything is in there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, my phone. I have pictures in there. Everything. Yeah. My memories are in there. Yeah. And I look back. I'm like, oh, yeah, we went and did this. Like, we did the Sound of Music this year on Zoom.
Yes.
We did Grease on Zoom.
Yes.
We did Joe's and Technicolor Dreamcoat on Zoom.
On Zoom. And we bought stock on
Zoom. Yes. We did that. we did Caroling. Chris Caroling on Zoom.
Yes, that was fun.
And then this year I said, I'm not doing Zoom right now. I'm Zoomed out. I downgraded my Zoom for the moment because I just can't think of the next one to do. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm still on the John David Washington thing.
I know. You're still. I know. I'm I just saw that there. Look in your eyes like, yeah. Oh, I cannot believe I did not get that.
How did we not get this?
Well, it's funny. I didn't think he sounded like Denzel. But after you said it, I'm like, yeah, I guess he kind of does.
You said, Mama, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And then you get the full experience.
Yeah.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at him.
But he does sound like, yeah. Definitely sounded.
But
like,
see, when I was closing my eyes, I was getting dizzy from the pot. So I couldn't do it that much. Awesome. I think that's a total win, right?
Yeah.
That's a total win. So I was thinking to myself today too, like, oh, I know. One of the things I wanted to talk about last year or last podcast was this idea of getting older is not for bitches.
Yeah. Stitches are for bitches.
And this
behind the ears a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday we went to the spa to get a haircut.
Yes.
And I had vetted this woman out beforehand.
Yeah.
And
I loved her, by the way.
Oh, she was great. She was great.
The first thing you don't want to hear out of her mouth, though, is like, oh, yeah, my sister's got COVID.
Yeah. The second time.
Thanks.
She's asymptomatic for the second time.
It's like, damn. It's like we went to our doctor.
Yeah.
Just got out 2 days ago from having COVID. My 14-day quarantine.
Like, oh.
Okay.
Good. Okay, great.
Why didn't I just do this by computer?
Exactly. Well, and it was interesting because I saw her and I described her as someone barely out of high school,
Yes, you said she's barely out of high school.
And I don't know why I said that because she's 42 years old.
Because with a mask, it hides everything.
And her and I know this is wrong because I really want Botox in my forehead, but her forehead was completely smooth.
We should have asked her where she got her
Botox. And there's no way she didn't have Botox.
No, we should
ask her. I saw her wrinkle her forehead, but when she had it down, there was not one line on her forehead. Mm. And I wonder if it's just too late for us to get the Botox and have it work wonderfully.
I don't know. It probably too late to have it work wonderfully, but
right.
It still will work.
It'll still like
it'll do something.
It
yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna.
I loved it because I was like, "Are you?" I said, "How long have you been here?"
Yeah.
Because I really loved this. It's big open space.
Yeah.
And she said, "Been here a couple of years." She goes, "I like to stay at one place for a long time, but the last place I was at, which was kind of across the street,
yeah.
And we know this place because it's." It's in a shopping mall that has a huge pot dispensary.
Yes.
And she said, even though we had our own ventilating system, the pot wafted through.
Yes.
Not that they were smoking, she said, but just the
when they got their shipments in. It was
all
just,
of it. It was just, and she goes, I just couldn't, I would get headaches from it.
Yeah.
And I had to actually leave.
We don't even know what's going on in the world. It's like.
We are so vanilla.
Well, no, I mean, it's interesting that. We all have our own lives to live. I mean, we all live in these fractured lives. We know our culture. And then people, you know, just down the street have a whole different culture, how they live.
Right.
And it's so bizarre to me and very interesting. And I don't know if it feels closer or farther from me. Like, do I feel closer to my neighbor's humanity or do I feel disjoint, you know, not connected? I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't know what the future brings.
I don't.
But it does feel like because we are, you said fractured.
Yes, fractured.
I think that there is something that has been broken open.
Yeah.
And something new will emerge.
I just would like everyone to have single, I would like everyone to be covered for medical insurance, figure it the best way possible.
Yeah.
Because I still know that there's a better way because we pay twice as much than any other country.
And I want my wish for the new year is that all our comedians come from Canada.
Okay, good. Okay, gotcha. Do you have wishes for the new year? Because we're just going to be in the present moment. Yeah. Here's my wish for everybody who's listening to this podcast for the new year, that your present moment be filled with as much joy as possible, that you're able to bring more joy to people around you.
I think that's the more, I think that's the thing. It's about giving.
Yep.
It's about, it really is about giving more joy.
Yep.
It's about the campground.
Yep.
It's like, how dare you leave something worse off than you found it?
That's exactly right.
Even another human being.
Yes. Do your best to make something better than when you got there. And if that, if we can just strive for those things,
just small stuff like that,
it's going to be a better world.
Yeah.
And let's kiss this 2020 goodbye. I know, though, going into 2020, because it was 2020, a magical year, kind of like that, mm-hmm. it felt full of opportunities and blessings. Mm-hmm. And this year was just a year of regrouping or just kind of
chilling.
Chilling. Mm-hmm. But I have to say,
my aunt, my 90-something-year-old aunt, has loved this year.
Yeah, she
has. She's like, I don't need to go anywhere. I go out. I go to the grocery store and get my frozen food. I go to the Walgreens and get my toiletry stuff. And I go to the library and get all my free books on tape. And
she's as happy as can be.
She doesn't even have a TV.
No.
She just listens to her radio and all the stuff from the library that she gets.
It's wild.
Yeah. She said something like, have you heard of this new series? I'm watching it. Oh, so fabulous, called This Is Us. I love it.
I love this one.
She doesn't even have a cell phone.
No, she doesn't. And so it makes her crazy when she calls us on our cell phone because she can't hear us that well.
Yeah.
And then she's like, why don't you answer your home phone? Because she's nobody so calls us on our home phone.
So mean to me.
She's mean to you because she hasn't made the leap to technology in this realm. So she just, everything's frustrating to her.
Well, she got scared because I sent her, we had agreed not to give her Christmas presents because she couldn't go out. But I had already had something ordered from Swiss Colony, this cute little plaid bag that she could put all her library books in. And it had her initial on it, which was an R. And so I just let that be sent to her. But evidently they didn't put, like I had said, love Chris, you know, to my aunt, and they didn't put anything on it. And she was livid and scared that somehow somebody was going to make her pay for this that she hadn't ordered.
Yeah.
And finally she called me on Christmas Day and she said, by the way.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I did. And she said, well, I thought we agreed. I go, what? And, you know, she goes, but I've been just scared that somebody's going to, and like that was a big thing for her. How, like Julie said, the only thing that was really hard this year is all the stuff that you join that's so easy to join.
Yes.
To unjoin.
Yes.
Is so very, very,
very, very hard.
Very difficult.
Very difficult. Exactly.
End of story. That could be a good, you know, something
learning
that
lesson.
You would embroider in a pillow.
Yep.
Easy to join.
Hard to quit. Hard to quit. Hello. So, girlfriend, how's it today?
I can't quit you, Julie.
Can't quit you either.
I can't quit you for 2021.
No. Thank God.
So it was great, girlfriend. By the way. It was great.
It was great.